Caleb Collier said,
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Today on Church and State, we'll be joined by candidate for governor, Semi Bird. Hello, Christian patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the pew and plug you into politics. I'm your host, Caleb Collier, once again, your favorite far-right shock jock and the most schizophrenic show you listen to on a daily basis. And as Gabe always says, it's the only show that puts politics and religion right in the same room with Jesus as the referee. Head on over to churchandstate.media. Check out our site. If you are in Washington State and you want... maybe a leader that actually respects you, that understands individual liberty and rights. You're going to want to share this with everyone because Semi Bird is the candidate for governor that we all need to be supporting. So share this show. Also, take advantage of all of our fine affiliates. Look, if you like beef as much as I do, and I dream of beef, like just beef, like steak. That's on my mind constantly. All right. Grid down, chow down. If the grid goes down, what are you going to eat? And really, you need protein. And this is the best way that you can do that. It's freeze-dried beef, 10 to 15-year shelf life, fantastic deal. Use that promo code Church and State. You'll get a discount. We'll get some of that money back. Also, if you want to just donate to us, just hit that donate button right on our page. That keeps us on the American Christian Network. And if you want to get a hold of us, Church and State 1776 at proton.me. All right. It is my pleasure to bring on Semi. Now, for those of you who don't know, maybe you don't follow politics at all. Well, Washington State is in a lot of trouble, and it's been so for quite some time. So we've got a real opportunity here to bring in a constitutional governor, one that not only will defend our constitution at the federal level, but will defend our state constitution, because our state constitution is actually pretty darn good if they actually followed it. So Semi Bird is I believe you're a veteran, right, sir?
I am. Former Marine, former Army Special Forces Green Beret.
There we go. Well, as a fellow Marine, I respect that greatly. I was born in actually my hometown as well. So we can talk about that a little bit as well. But the San Francisco Bay Area. But he's a fighter. And that's what I love about him. So, Semi, thank you so much for joining us on Church and State.
My honor, brother. It's great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So let's just get into the brass tacks, as it were. Why are you running? What need did you see that needed to be corrected that made you say, you know what, I'm going to take the arrows and I'm actually going to try to go over to Olympia and right the ship, as it were?
Yeah, you know, and it seems like every time that's asked, you would think I would already have the answer other than called to serve. And that's what it always comes down to, called to serve. Because if you think about what we've been living with for my lifetime and your lifetime, these are career politicians that are put before us, that the political class and the wealthy elite, they place us before us and say, here are your candidates. And every time they get into office and they find, well, they're serving themselves and they're not doing anything for us. And so finally I said, we're at that precipice. This is too dangerous at a time where we can't risk it anymore. So this is my calling. Here I am serving. You know what we're talking about. When we talk about selfless service, servant leadership, and that's what's needed in Washington State. A career American, no more career politicians.
Oh, I like that a lot. You know, one of the things that I tire of is this mentality, and you see it in the Republican Party, and it's really a defeatist mentality, is, you know, we may not have the best candidate, but they're the most electable. And so we keep getting rhino after rhino, these Republican in name only. They really don't have anything to stand on, but the Republican Party as a whole will just gather around this individual and promote them, even though for the base, people such as myself, who are like, I want a bold leader. I want somebody that's going to stand up and defend my rights. These people don't offer that at all. And so you've come in as really an underdog. That's how you're portrayed by the media, this underdog. But you are igniting the people because, hey, guess what? You speak truth and people like that.
Amen. And that's exactly what it is. And thanks for going right to the center of gravity. That piggybacks on what I was saying originally. They put before us the candidates that they think are going to win or that they tell us are going to win. And it's the same type, the same profile. these are these mainstream individuals that will compromise values, compromise our constitutional, our civil liberties, and say these people are electable. We just throw enough money out there. We put the right person, as they say, which is basically the individuals that they can control. That's what is going on. Who can they control? Because I'll tell you what, the offers for me to step aside to run as lieutenant governor have been nonstop. And then they came out audaciously and said, look, save your reputation, show that you are a good team player for Republicans, and run for lieutenant governor. And as soon as I said not only no, well, then again, they came after me hard. And that's okay, because this is it. This is why we're here. If you cannot beat me down in combat, that Purple Heart and that Bronze Star Valor is not for staying in the barracks and getting my feelings hurt. Okay, I'm here to take on this mantle, to take on this mission, and I will not stop until the mission's accomplished. We need to get back to our constitutional republic, and that is, again, what self-governance is all about. We, the people standing up, they didn't expect us. We interrupted their plan, and they called us the underdog, but here's the deal. In King County, we're at 61%. Over their establishment candidate. It's the same in Snohomish County. They're trying to steal the election in Pierce County because their county chairman are saying, nope, we're going to blackball Byrd for governor from our convention. So we're going to take him off the ballot. He's not going to be allowed. We blackballed him from the endorsement. That's fine. The people will once again rise up and say, we're not playing this nonsense. And so we're winning all across the state. And that's because citizens taking a stand for self-governance. That's what it's all about.
I love what you said there. You know, one of the benchmarks that I look for when I'm talking with politicians, and I'm a former one, so, you know, I know the language, you know, the democracy, constitutional republic. I love hearing you say just that, because the vast majority of Americans have no idea. They don't even know the difference between a democracy and a republic. And yet you right there boldly proclaimed, we need to take back our constitutional republic. I'd like your words on that.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And it is. I mean, and when, you know, when they signed the deck or the Constitution, and Ben Franklin came out of that hall, and Elizabeth Paul approached Dr. Franklin and says, Dr. Franklin, what have you done? Is it a monarchy or is it a republic? And he said, it's a republic, ma'am, if you can keep it. And he knew then and there that man would become complacent and apathetic to his surroundings. And that's exactly what's happened. And we said, we're the silent majority. We put our heads in the sand and we thought everything was good. You know, we're Washington State, we're Eastern Washington. Well, no, it wasn't good. And the moral decay of our society, what they're teaching in schools, the breakdown of the American family, the fact that we're losing our national sovereignty, all these things are happening. And now look what's happening. Marxism, socialism coming into our society, globalism attacking us at all boundaries and borders, and don't get me started on the border. We are losing our republic. And the only way to keep a republic, when you form a government that says power is inherent as the people, is for the people to take a stand and hold elected officials accountable. The power is with us if we are bold and brave and courageous enough to use it and to wield it. That's why we're here.
Absolutely. I mean, the citizen, if you break it down to its original language, it means co-ruler, co-king. And that's what we are as citizens of the United States. We are co-rulers. And Benjamin Franklin, you know, not only did he say a republic, as you so well put out there or pointed out there, is if you can keep it. And we've done a piss poor job lately of trying to keep the republic. As you said, we've become apathetic towards our freedoms and we're losing them left and right. I mean, it's just coming at us. It's this tidal wave of tyranny that is upon us. And so we need people such as yourself that are not afraid, that will be bold and take on not only the Democrats, but also the Republican Party, because that's exactly what you're facing right now.
Absolutely. And you know, I've got to tell you and your listeners, I've been a Republican my entire life. You know, when I was 18, I dropped out of high school. I joined the Marine Corps. That was the seemed like the logical thing at the time to do. And then I turned 18 right after finishing boot camp. And I looked up, I researched, you know, the party that ended slavery, the party of Frederick Douglass, Abraham Lincoln, the party of women's rights and civil rights. It was a natural fit for me to become a Republican. And I've been a Republican my entire life. I've been a precinct committee officer, a party chairman. And I have to tell you, after running for governor, mid-race, the establishment class of both parties have been playing we the citizens for fools for too long. And we have to stop and think about it. The political class and the wealthy elite do not give a good darn about the everyday citizens of our state or our nation. It is we, the people. It doesn't matter how much money you have in your account or what your title is. It's we, the people, together. All colors, all religions, it does not matter. That is what America is, and we forgot that. And we allowed progressives to come in and to divide us, to bring this woke ideology into our schools, to stop teaching civics, so that we think that there's a difference between black and brown. Well, no, we're Americans. There is no difference. That is our common thread that holds us together. And we're going to bring that back. That's something I will represent. Barack Obama had an opportunity. They gave him a Nobel Peace Prize for it, but he failed miserably when he was elected. And we will not fail when we get elected to the office of governor.
Yeah, I mean, I can't help but notice that your pigment is a little darker than mine.
So you
don't subscribe to that, that Joe Biden quote of, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? There's so much I could say. If you understand the history of the Ku Klux Klan, the history of slavery, the history of segregation, I know firsthand. I've studied it, I've written it, I've researched it. I'm no longer a high school dropout. You know, I have a bachelor's degree in business administration, a graduate degree from Villanova, finishing up my PhD, graduate certificates. I've educated myself. I've woken up. I'm not sitting back on the sidelines and watch the nation that I fought for and bled for disappear or be taken over. I will not allow that. I have children and grandchildren. If I'm willing to die for my nation and foreign soil, what do you think I will be willing to do on American soil, right here in my own state? No, we're not going to allow the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, or any party to undermine what it means to be a proud American and what our constitutional republic is. I stand in line with the Constitution of the United States of America and the Declaration and the tenets upon which this nation was founded on. And that is liberty, freedom, and opportunity for all. That's what we are about. It doesn't matter what your color is. Meritocracy, the fact that I am here and the fact that I've achieved the American dream, that shows the greatness of this nation. I was born without civil rights, but look at me now. This is the greatness of America. We will not yield. We will not compromise. We will not give in. We are citizens strong and proud. So we will not go away.
I love that. You know, the common thread for Americans is we're not racist and we want the government to stay out of our way. That's how we're successful. That's what the foundation was, right? We were successful. What made America great is that we were godly. We were built on his moral standards. And then the government was limited, right? If you read the Bill of Rights, it reads just like the Ten Commandments. Thou shall not. And those are all directed to government. You shall not do this. You shall not infringe upon the people, right? And so that's what has made us successful.
Yes.
And one of the things that I loved about the Marine Corps was we were light green, we were dark green, we were all Marine, right? We didn't care about that. It wasn't about that. It was that I trust this guy on my left and on my right, regardless of sex, race, creed, color, whatever. It doesn't matter. Those guys got my back in a firefight.
You know, this is, I'm a behavioral scientist. This is sociology. This is human behavior at its best, what you're talking about. When we're challenged, when we are in a situation where we must rely and count on one another, you'll be surprised on how unimportant the difference in color, the difference in religion, the difference in political ideology. It means nothing. What matters most is that we stay focused, united together on that which is deemed the real threat. And right now, the real threat to our national sovereignty, to our republic, is multiple of things. The usurping of our Constitution, the fact that we have people that will claim to be a Republican. We don't even know what that is anymore, because certainly it does not represent what I know of the Constitution or the Declaration. So when things get tough, when things get rough, we are able to identify the real threat. That's how combat is. And we stand together and we accomplish the mission. This is exactly what we must do right now in Washington State. This is exactly why we are winning when they said we couldn't, that we were that underdog, because people found that we are standing for something more important than ourselves. It is our state. It is a future for our children and grandchildren. It is the tenets of what America actually is. And when you have someone like me that are talking more about that Constitution and what it means to be an American, it reminds them of something that is that is inspirational. And that is simply this, that our greater days are ahead of us, not behind us, that we can look at one another and not see strictly a color or say that because you're a Democrat or a Republican, that you're already branded as being something less or something evil or something wrong. We are all God's children. We are family. We're an American family. And that is what I stand for. And that is what I will preach as long as people will listen to me.
You know, what you just said made me realize something. You are a statesman, sir. You're not a politician. You are a statesman. And I think your message, I think you should take that clip and post that everywhere, what you just said, because it motivated me. And it made me have hope for America, which is, I think, is something that a lot of people are searching for. They're searching for it in the wrong places, perhaps. But yes, I agree with you. We can turn this ship around. We can save America and return back to really what made us great, where we can be the leaders of the free world. I want to transition over to some policy questions, because I'm sure you just saw, Washington State. It looks like we're going to get rid of natural gas. That's fantastic. You know, good job, Inslee. You're going to kill off our economy. Fantastic job. But what are like three policies that you would immediately implement when you gain your seat?
Oh, my goodness. Where do you start? You know, lawlessness, the homelessness, our economy. I don't like being limited to three, because we can chew gum and walk at the same time. That's what special forces is all about. And back in our day, it was recon or force recon, right? Mm. And so we will take that unilateral approach. But straight up, you said energy. And on natural gas, the fact that they were so bold and their dysfunction, that just weeks ago, they would put out Puget Sound Energy text messages saying, pull back on your usage of electricity when natural gas burns clean, and then say, no, we're going to cut out natural gas, which is going to impose a huge cost to our citizens and the poorest of our citizens. It's going to impose a huge cost to our housing when we're saying that we have a affordable housing cost. And here's what I want citizens to understand. This administration and those who have that mindset of power and control and less about service to the people, they create the problem, they perpetuate the problem, they sustain the problem, and they create this industrial complex to keep them in power and to keep them wealthy, and we the people suffer. And so when you bring this Climate Commitment Act that raises gas prices 50 cents more per gallon, diesel 63 cents more per gallon, that is not helping anybody at the most marginalized of communities, that word that progressives like to use, marginalized. We are going to bring value to all communities by fixing this climate change nonsense and bringing energy independence, small portable nuclear. That's something we should be talking about, refurbishing our electrical grid, which is not able to sustain the hydroelectric, the blessing we have of our dams and our rivers.
Can we just talk about that real quick? Because, you know, this green energy movement, right? They love solar. They love wind. Both just are terrible, honestly, right? Maybe the science will one day make them to where they're actually effective. But right now, Washington State, we have been blessed, as you just pointed out, with the probably the best hydroelectric power in the entire nation. I mean, we sell to multiple states because we have such an abundance. And yet this green energy movement wants to tear down all of our dams because of the fish.
That's exactly it. And again, I don't do conspiracy theory. I do facts. When we talk about 65.7% of our electricity coming from hydro, we know it's carbon free. We know it's clean and we know it's abundant.
And renewable.
The biggest, right? Exactly. The biggest problem we have with hydroelectricity is that we cannot store it as long as we want to store it. But we also have technology for that in terms of gravity fed. And we've done that and we're doing that. There is so much more that we should be doing to bring about energy independence right here in Washington State, which will enrich our citizens, which will lower the price of utilities for our citizens. And that does not, so much of our policy has nothing to do about Democrat, Republican, or even politics. It's common sense, and it's having the knowledge, skills, and abilities to bring about these policies. I retired from the United States Department of Energy. Again, high school dropout, and here I am now. This is the beauty of America. Educate, move forward. There's nothing you cannot do. If you believe it, you can achieve it. So we're going to bring those policies. Our education system has been compromised. It's number one in our budget. 44% of our budget goes to education, but yet only 50.9% of all children met grade level standards for English and language arts, 37.9 for math, 42.7 for science. But we graduate them at an 83% rate and a cost of $19,000. Are we getting our bang for the buck? Absolutely not. We're failing our children. We're kicking them out of school without the proper education that we have an obligation under Article 9 of our Constitution to fulfill, and we're charging taxpayers an amazing amount of money to do it. Why are we not addressing that? Why are we not bringing accountability? And so I actually have solutions with actions for accountability in education to focus on bringing literacy back, because if you cannot read, you cannot do math. Bring trades back into schools, mentorship programs that start in middle school. You start a junior apprenticeship in ninth grade and you graduate with a job with business partnership. The school system will partner, those CTE programs will partner with the small business community. You're out of your parents' basement by the time you graduate with a good paying job, because not everybody wants to go to a four-year college. There is so much we can do. And honoring our men and women of law enforcement, giving them the protection that they need. And when I say protection, it's not simply just resourcing them, giving them money and resources. We have people that put a badge on and a gun on every day, and they go out to protect and to serve, not knowing whether we have their backs, thinking if something goes sideways, there goes their life, there goes their career, and there goes their ability to take care of their family. So day one, and before day one, our men and women in law enforcement will know that Washington State loves them, supports them, values them, and has their back without doubt or equivocation. And then, of course, being the nation or the state with the lowest amount of law enforcement professionals, we will bring solutions such as universal reciprocity for peace officer licensure. So if you're coming from Orlando and you want to be a police officer in Seattle, your peace officer licensure in Orlando will be good in Seattle, Washington. In Washington State, we will make it so through the Criminal Justice Training Commission. You'll have 90 days with a field training officer to learn our RCWs, and then you're out there. Because a police officer is a police officer, and we will bring the law enforcement authority, and we will bring the accountability to these lawless criminals that they deserve. So there's a lot happening.
And you brought up homelessness. I wanted to touch briefly on that because, you know, the movie Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come. I'm a former EMT and my wife's a nurse, ER nurse. And if you go out and talk to the homeless community, they're coming in droves to Washington State because it is known nationwide as a very friendly state for homelessness. So there's the problem right there. And you pointed out law enforcement, you know, we they're trying to correct it right now, but police couldn't even chase somebody in a pursuit. The drug use is just, it's rampant and they can't even do anything about it. So how would you address homelessness in this state?
Well, this is going to be bold. I'm going to declare a state of emergency day one on lawlessness and homelessness. And when I say this, this is not the nonsense that we had before where we're taking power from the people. No, this is 43.06.10. It is simply saying that we have a lawlessness state of emergency. We have a health state of emergency. You can't have people defecating on sidewalks. You can't have people living in tent cities where there's pestilence. It's a danger to public health and public safety. It's a threat from a criminal standpoint as well. And the fact that rape is up 51%, murder is up 95%, property crime is up 73%. I can go on with statistics. And so, no, we are going to create the infrastructure. That state of emergency gives me the authority to advocate on behalf of our citizens, to actually protect them and to empower our law enforcement to actually enforce the law, to tell prosecutors and judges no more on the revolving door. We are going to hold criminals accountable. And if you are dealing in fentanyl, which is the number one killer of all citizens, 18 to 45, that should be a Class A felony with a mandatory minimum of prison time. So we're going to crack down on this. And we also need to say that we are no longer a sanctuary state because we have hundreds of thousands of undocumented illegal immigrants in Washington state, and we're bringing them in by the droves in the dead of night. And they're starting because that border down south and up north, and not to mention our port border, is vastly unsecure. We're going to form a joint interagency task force. We will embolden and we will support and cooperate with ICE. If you are criminal illegal in Washington state, you will be apprehended and you will be returned to the nation you come from, period. We will not compromise public safety. And I have compassion. Oh, I do have compassion. That goes with my faith. But what we're saying is something much different. This is taking care of those citizens, citizens who came here legally, who expect government to protect them. So when it comes to housing and the wasting of billions of dollars because you're building or buying hotels and you're putting homeless individuals there without a requirement of treatment, when you have a breakdown in the infrastructure for mental health and drug treatment, we don't have the capability. We need to bring that. And that is what that state of emergency will give me, the power to rebuild our drug treatment and mental health infrastructure, which is lacking, to bring accountability to clean up our streets. And we will give people a choice. You can no longer have tent cities or just live and defecate on the sidewalks. You can either come into this program that we will create. We will use the engineers with the Army and the Air National Guard, clear 10 acres of state land, and we will bring in those weekend warriors, right? Those beautiful state servants to come in on their monthly service and bring those skills in to bring mental health and drug treatment. And once they get clean, we'll bring in trades, we'll bring in certification programs. And when they transition and graduate, job placement. Now we're bringing taxpayers back to their families who have been loving and missing them for a long time.
I think that's fantastic. Or we can, if you don't like that option, one-way ticket to California. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Problem solved. So we've run out of time. The interview went so fast. I wanted to make sure everybody checked out birdforgovernor.com. This is an individual, as you can tell, if what he said resonated with you, then you need to support him. I know I support him. He's got my endorsement. This is the guy that we need for governor of Washington State. So appreciate your time very much, sir. Absolute pleasure to have you.
My honor, and I'll come back anytime. I really appreciate you.
Yeah, sounds good, sir. Thank you. Church and State is brought to you in part by Patriot Church. I'm Caleb Collier. I was born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry. Your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a two-for-one there. You know you've wanted good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Church and State.
C-H-U-R-C-H-A-N-D-S-T-A-T-E. That's Church and State. The doctor that I'm recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Signups is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want, and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself, or maybe even a doctor for your family, or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsignups.com. You for sure need to mention Church and State when you go to officialsignups.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together, and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver, because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to bh-pm.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to bh-pm.com. Get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com. You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been then processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code CHURCHANDSTEAK. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14:2.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Everybody, it's an honor to be with you.